When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
At Good Neighbors Electric, they're more than just electricians. They're your neighbors. Whether it's a small repair or a big project, from home inspections and panel upgrades to full electrical rebuilds, their licensed pros show up on time and do the job right. Good Neighbors Electric, locally owned, family operated, and proud to serve our community with honesty, skill, and a smile. Good Neighbors Electric. Call 805-610-5530 or visit goodneighborselectric.com.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, December 4th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
County Bar Association releases statement on concerns over bias and fairness. Pastorable City Council to discuss food truck findings in next regular meeting. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 34 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Sam's Tree Service. Free estimate, 805-610-8266. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The San Luis Obispo County Bar Association released a statement on December 1st in response to concerns raised in the community about statements made by an elected legal official. The release does not name the official directly. The statement says, quote, statements that may reasonably be perceived as targeting individuals or groups based on faith, background, or ideology risk undermining the appearance of fairness that is foundational to the administration of justice. The release continues, the principles of fairness, equality, and respect are not political values. They are professional obligations. Our justice system functions best when every person can expect impartial treatment. This statement was voted on by a majority vote of a quorum of the County Bar Association Board of Directors within a special meeting. No judicial officials or members of the District Attorney's Office were present or voted. City of Paso Robles to discuss food truck ad hoc committee recommendations in next meeting. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:09.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385, 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The Pasturable City Council will review the findings and recommendations from the Food Truck Ad Hoc Committee in its next meeting on Tuesday, December 16th. The Food Truck Ad Hoc Committee met twice previously and have made several recommendations to Council. These include adhering to noise regulations, limiting shade structure space, carrying a city and county business license and permit, and others. The City Council will choose which recommendations to approve or amend. The community will also have an opportunity to provide input on the matter during public comment. The meeting will be held Tuesday, December 16th at 6 p.m. in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. After parting ways with former head coach Paul Wolf, Cal Poly San Luis Obispo has announced who will be the new head coach of the Mustangs. Former interim head coach at UCLA, Tim Skipper, has been named the 19th head football coach for Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. A release by Cal Poly says he arrives with 25 years of collegiate coaching experience and positive momentum following the job he did this past season at UCLA. Skipper has previously coached for Fresno State, Central Michigan, Western New Mexico, Sacramento State, and more. Skipper said he is extremely excited to become the next head football coach at Cal Poly and thanks Carter Henderson and Cal Poly President Armstrong for entrusting him with this opportunity. The Atascadero Library will be closed this weekend due to a water shutoff and water main repairs. The library's closure starts Friday, December 6th and will reopen Tuesday, December 9th at 10 a.m. for regular business hours. This Friday, December 5th, will be Atascadero's kickoff for the holiday season with its historic Light Up the Downtown. Experience City Hall, the Sunken Gardens, and surrounding areas coming to life with holiday magic with over 3,000 lights. Festivities start at 5:30 p.m. with a musical performance by the Fine Arts Academy Honor Choir and Atascadero Community Band. The countdown for the Light Up starts at 6 p.m., followed by Santa in the Model A fire truck making his way around the Sunken Gardens. On Saturday, December 6th, is the Christmas Light Parade in Paso Robles. The parade starts at 6 p.m. near the downtown City Park, starting at 10th and Spring Street, circling around 14th Street, and heading towards Pine Street. And the Templeton Rec Department is proud to present a cheerful holiday event Friday, December 5th, from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Templeton Recreation Department. Enjoy a meet-and-greet photo opportunity with Santa, cookie decorating, and make your own ornament. This event is free with no RSVP necessary. In sports for the NFL, tonight the Lions will face the Cowboys. Tripleheader for KPRL on Sunday will have the Steelers and Ravens, then the Raiders against the Broncos, and finally the Texans and the Chiefs. In the NBA, yesterday the Rockets beat the Kings 121-95, the Clippers over the Hawks 115-92, the Nets beat the Bulls 113-103, the Bucks over the Pistons 113-109, the Mavericks beat the Heat 118-108. Tonight, the Warriors will face the 76ers. The Lakers will go against the Raptors. Local News was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:13. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news, Governor Gavin Newsom on the road again, speaking at a forum in New York where he says he appointed himself to make sure people are paying attention to President Trump's behavior.
What I'm trying to parrot is an iterative style. Put that mirror up, but also test some theories. And I think it's working a little bit.
Newsom today in Washington, D.C., seeking what he calls a long overdue federal aid package for L.A. fire survivors. Sacramento County Sheriff Jim Cooper says he was the first to spot former Deputy Marvin Morales fleeing the scene where Morales allegedly stabbed his 11-year-old son to death in Elk Grove.
I didn't want him to see me because he knows me, and just followed and was a good observer until the cavalry arrived.
Morales shot to death after the pursuit. He was fired by Cooper last year for lying about using drugs seized from a suspect. A Thunderbird pilot recovering after they had to eject before their jet crashed in San Bernardino County happened Wednesday morning. Jeff Scott, California News.
FIFA World Cup 2026 is coming soon, but your opportunity to be there starts now through an exclusive offer with an eligible Bank of America Visa credit card. For a limited time, become a new customized cash rewards or unlimited cash rewards Visa credit card holder, and you will be eligible for a chance to purchase FIFA World Cup 2026 tickets. Learn more at bofa.com/cardfwc26. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be the official bank of FIFA World Cup 2026. Bank of America N.A. in partnership with Visa. Terms apply. Rewards reserved.
With Steel, batteries are included. This holiday season, give a gift that's ready to go right out of the box. For everything from cleaning up the yard to cutting up firewood, Steel Tools check off the wish list and knock out the to-do list. And right now, buy select battery tool sets and get a free extra battery. Visit SteelUSA.com for holiday deals and gift ideas. Happy holidays from Steel. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:16. Food and Farm News, brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast, 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. California Assemblymember Rhodesia Ransom spoke with AgAlert about representing Central Valley constituents in Sacramento, engaging with farmers in her district and her observations following her first year in the Assembly. Some industries are really hurting. Cherries had a bad year. Folks aren't purchasing wine grapes as much as they were. Farmers in the agricultural industry are facing very real challenges, said Ransom, whose district encompasses much of San Joaquin County and part of the Sacramento-San Joaquin River Delta. She's among a handful of state lawmakers who reincarnated an unofficial Central Valley caucus. It's a bipartisan group of legislators who decided we are going to work together regardless of our political differences to make sure the Central Valley and the ag and rural communities have a voice, Ransom said. That way, we have a little bit more power than we would have individually. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi. Bring a new truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. CHP reports there's a traffic collision with unknown injuries on the US 101 South at San Marcos Road. This is a solo vehicle incident with the vehicle reported to be in the center divide. The incident was first reported at about 5:54 this morning. Again, there's a solo traffic collision with unknown injuries on the US 101 South at San Marcos Road. CHP has a unit at the scene. Otherwise, no other reports of accidents or traffic hazards have been made within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the low 60s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies with low 30s tonight. East-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the mid-60s. Northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Saturday, mostly sunny on Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday and Tuesday, sunny on Wednesday and Thursday. Upper 60s Saturday, mid-60s Sunday, upper 60s on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 70 a week from today. Currently, it is 33 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:19.
Move over, Santa. While he's delivering socks and sweaters, your pal Richie's at the Tatchy Palace delivering MacBooks and cash. Every Friday in December, four winners every hour can win up to $5,000 cash or Tatchy Cash. Then stick around for the 8 p.m. grand prize drawing. Win $5,000 cash plus an Apple MacBook Air. Sorry, Santa, but I think I just made the nice list. Check the halls only at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
From Paso Robles wineries to Atascadero's storefronts, the right display transforms your property into a holiday destination. Guests stay longer, spend more, and share in the experience. The holidays aren't just about light. They're about memories those lights create for your guests. I'm Aaron King with Slo Holiday Lights. We provide a red carpet holiday service so your business can shine without the stress. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. This season, roll out the red carpet for your guests and make your business the place that everyone remembers. Look us up at Slo Holiday Lights. That's Slo Holiday Lights.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Fewer Americans filed claims for first-time jobless help last week than analysts were expecting. There were 191,000 claims, the lowest since September 2022. The previous week revised higher from 216,000 to 218,000. The drop in new claims likely exaggerated by Thanksgiving, with lots of people who lose jobs around a holiday delaying filling out applications. Continuing claims, which track the total number of workers still collecting unemployment benefits, dipped to 1.939 million. The expectation was that it would inch up to 1.96 million. This comes a day after a disappointing private jobs reading from payroll processor ADP, which reported the private sector lost 32,000 jobs in November. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us, and it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to your vision, experience matters. At Michael's Optical in Atascadero, Michael and Kathy Nutt have been helping our community see clearly since 1979, and that's over 45 years of family-owned care and service. From infants to adults, you'll find frames and lenses for every style and budget, including trusted names like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. Need glasses in a hurry? With the Michael's in-house finishing lab, you get fast, high-quality eyewear, plus custom adjustments and repairs done on-site. There's convenient parking. Convenient Saturday hours 10 to 4. And ask about their VIP savings and exclusive pricing on eyewear and lenses. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero, hometown service and focused on you.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us to look your best, yeah.
Michael's Optical.
Have you considered selling scrap gold or silver? Need some advice on strategies to buy gold? Midstate Precious Metals is here to serve you. Ron is a veteran, and his family-owned business is in Atascadero across the parking lot from the movie theater. Midstate Precious Metals is a reputable, certified dealer and can walk you through the process of selling coin collections or scrap jewelry. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. Stop in anytime just to chat. Midstate Precious Metals, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech, brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. 238-5775, of course, which you can text that, the 75-238-KPRL, to get going on your Thursday edition. On the right choice. Gentlemen, boys, and girls, a quick little thing on that song there. Gary Brill came to me years ago when I was working for him, and he said, do you like, then it was just John Mellencamp. And I said, no. And he said, I think you'll like this song. And he played it for me, and he was absolutely right. He's absolutely right. By the way, when he does sing about, you know, some of the things, the small towns and stuff like that, there is a validity in that. For a very short time, a buddy of mine, Jeff from high school, his next door neighbor, his family owned Premium Seeds in downtown Louisville. Been there for, I don't know, over 50 years. And so Jeff and I had part-time job there. And we basically were delivery folks. And I had to deliver to Seymour, Indiana, the home of John Cougar. Very, very small, depressing little town, so forth. So some of this stuff, when I hear him singing about, especially this song, I can still visualize that. Anyway, just a little short thing. Let's see here. Oh, we've had a couple of more inquiries to Jamie Umpenhauer's the ebook, How to Adult, Almost Everything You Should Know Before Going Out into the Real World, but also it's good reminders and helpful tips and so forth. And we have changed it. We've made it a little bit more easier to go on our website to hunt that down. So good luck with that. Also, Chris, this story on the, what'd you say, the Wellsono, the accident?
Yes, the accident reported by CHP. It's near San Marcos Road.
Okay, I don't know what the conditions are out there now, but I could only do 45 miles an hour coming in this morning. It was the fog was so heavy, extremely heavy. And there were two knuckleheads. That, and by the way, I did have my flashers on, that were just flying by, probably at, you know, 70, 75 miles an hour. And I'm thinking, man, that's not smart, especially always that time in the morning, regardless of the deer and so forth. But it usually takes me about 25 minutes to get in from my garage to here. It took me about, I think it was 43 minutes this morning because the fog was so heavy. So some of those areas still out there. Be very, very careful. It ain't no picnic. It ain't no picnic. And as we talk about a lot when we get into the driving things, make sure you're looking in your rearview mirror to see if you see somebody coming up, especially extremely fast. Just be on the lookout for that. All right, let's see here. Came across this morning, and the poll, because it's a big story regarding the the public's opinion in the United States regarding the military action against these, and it says here, suspected drug smuggling boats. Now, according to this poll, it doesn't indicate exactly where the poll, you know, doesn't mention Gallup or et cetera, et cetera. And it says that, okay, it's a Reuters poll, that 51% of Americans oppose use of the military to kill suspected drug traffickers without a judge or court involvement, while only 29 support the action. Let me see, 58% of Republicans approve of the strikes, and about 75% of Democrats disapprove of the military action. Independents are anywhere between 21 and 42%. Let me see here. And then views on Venezuela. 70% of America oppose the U.S. taking military action against Venezuela, while only 13% viewing it as a major threat. Well, we've never done a completely unscientific but absolutely accurate poll regarding something outside the realm of something local here, but what do you folks think? You can do it on the text, you can do it on the email, or you can call in. One of the things that I'm not going to say I grapple with too much, but I don't want to say I get a kick out of it because it's a serious subject. However, with the do-gooders talking about, in almost every interview I see, well, these people are killing Americans. Who's killing who? And I don't mean the bombs. This is, you could look at it as supply and demand. Now, I know it's illegal and it's dangerous. I know all that. But the people in the United States that are consuming this product, whose fault is that? Is it because it's available or because it's wanted? And if it's like a lot of things we've seen, you know, prohibition would be a good example. If it's not them, who else? Now, most of us all realize that drugs are bad. But people are making decisions, so there's a whole bunch of parts to this, why this has been going on, and the amount of money the United States has spent. Let's go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. For anybody that's had drugs almost destroy their lives through family members or whatever, kill them all.
Okay.
Because it can just devastate a family, so
well,
take them out.
Yeah, I think, well, I shouldn't say most of us know that. We, you know, we've heard of the horrific stories and so forth. But when does it become okay, so why are people taking the drugs? Do we attack the root problem?
No, the problem is we've got a demand here. That is a huge problem also.
All right, so that's what I've been trying to figure out for many years. Now, we know there are people that may be more, you know, easily addictive and things like that, but we have spent over $1 trillion on the war on drugs, and the problem has gotten bigger. So, again, I always like to know, why is it getting bigger?
You know, I don't know if you're blaming on pretty, it's a hard thing to take and nail down. I know some of it. Well, I mean, I don't. In some cases, believe it or not, there's athletes that get on opioids. I know that for a fact, and then it turns into more because of injuries. I think poverty, peer pressure. I don't know how you could. I mean, incarceration is a big thing, but I think the mindsets just don't get through to where, you know, hey, this stuff is bad. This stuff can kill you. I don't know where that, how you eliminate that thought process.
How many examples of lives destroyed do we need to show people, no matter what their background is, that, look, this is a way to hell?
Like I say, it's, you know, I wish if I knew the answer, I could save the world. It's beyond comprehension why, you know, a lot of people, they dabble in it, and then it just gets, you know, why even start dabbling? Because, you know, the temptation is there. You dabble in it, and, you know, many, many, many people get hooked from just dabbling. And I just, you know, I don't know the answer. I wish I did. If we can slow the flow of it here, you know, the old term baby steps, I don't know.
Well, again, this war on drug, I mean, if you want to put a date on it, you know, again, like I like to say, just for the sake of discussion, let's take the 1970s. You know,
trillions and trillions of dollars and nothing.
Right. I mean, I'm sure many of us remember the commercial, the scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
You know, so the problem has increased. And listen to this statistic. Almost 17% of Americans 12 and over use drugs on a monthly basis. Now, that encompasses all kinds of drugs, legal and not legal. But that's a hell of a statistic, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know what? And I would like to say, well, that's... Well, hello, pigs. I'm on the way through. I want to say parenting, but you can't, because you can't... parents can't keep an eye on their kids. You know, you can't be a helicopter and be over them all the time. And it's just not kids that do it. It's adults.
Well, is part of what you're saying is it's the example setting in the household?
Some of it, yeah.
You know,
probably a pretty good, probably a large part of it.
I go back and forth on that because... I went to high school with a kid. His first name was Larry, and his father was a vice president of a bank in Louisville. And they were very, very nice people. And Larry was a good kid too, not a bad athlete and so forth. Somehow, along the way, he started taking drugs, and this became more prevalent. Probably in the end of his high school years, and long story short, he ended up dead at a. I think he was in his 40s, and again, this kid was from a very, very nice household, you know, had all the advantages and so forth, and it didn't work.
Exactly, that's what I say. You can't. A lot of the kids get on, and they say, and they're in great households, great parents, great families. You, like I say, you can't keep an eye on your kids all the time. You know, there's peer pressure. There's, you know, all kinds of different aspects to it.
Well, you know, again, it's really tough, and I understand the frustration because he was a good-looking guy. Fair, you know, he was pretty smart. He was well-liked. You know, it wasn't like, you know, high school can be pretty brutal for kids and so forth. And, man, he just went the other way. And, you know, again, he had buddies, well, especially his mom and dad. Both his mom and dad were like angels. People tried to help him.
Mm-hmm.
And it just didn't work.
Well, once that drug, you know, especially depending on drug, meth, heroin, something like that, once that gets a hold of you, I mean, that is now your personality. That is your soul is the drug. That person is no longer in there, really. I mean, you have to dig deep to reach that person again because that drug has such a hold on them.
Okay, so do you think, and again, I'm using Larry as an example because I can remember, because he played American Legion ball with me. You know, obviously I went to high school with him too, but say, Larry, man, you need, not just me, but a couple other guys. Say, Larry, come on, man, you need to. Yeah, you guys are right. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm going to clean myself up and stuff like that. And, you know, we'd all say, all right, that's great, man. We're here for you. And then, bam, you know, a week or two later, he's back to what he's doing. So was there just an inner demon that people can't fight off?
Exactly. It's a drug that's talking to you. It's a drug.
Well, I hope you didn't hit one of those pigs because you cut out. All right, he got out. Okay. Let's see here. What we have? Criminal. I've been listening to your program intermittently in the last couple of weeks, but I recall hearing that the Paso School Board seems to be ignoring the issue of male students in female bathrooms. I heard the comment from the female student about the boy hanging around in the girls' restroom and nothing being done when she filled an incident report. It says here, wake up, Paso Robles School Board. I realize this incident involves only girls, but imagine adding a hormonal boy to the mix. This is just an example of what can go wrong in unsupervised restroom. Is there any adult present or checking in on our school restrooms? If not, something like this could be easily happening in our own schools and so forth. There's some statistics, but let's go to the phone lines. Hi, good morning.
Hey, Kevin, I got an alternative solution to that drug boat problem. When they had that boat immobilized in the water, it was still floating, and had two guys hanging on the edge. Would it not have been a good idea to capture the boat contents to see what was in it and get the two guys and see what they were up to rather than people wondering what they're doing?
I don't know how the intel works on that, deciding which boat to go after.
Well, these guys were in the water. They'd already disabled the boat, obviously, and it was sitting floating in the breeze, and they had a cargo still intact. It might have been fun to see what they were really bringing across that border or across the water.
Well, are you in the crowd of some people who are saying they could have been fishermen?
No. Fishermen don't run across the boat at 80 miles, 50 miles an hour and twin outboards in a boat like that. It was not a fishing boat. I do not believe. I would never be convinced of that.
Okay, so you're saying they should have sent a copter down or something? And
it would have been a good idea. I think it could have allayed all questions about what these guys are up to, and maybe the naysayers out there say, well, they're bringing in enough drugs to kill 100 million kids or whatever, with the fentanyl being what it is.
Well,
that might have been a little easier to rationalize what they're doing.
Does the technology today allow them to confirm what is being transported?
Absolutely. This guy, if you've ever seen like the TV shows where these guys are catching things across the border, they've got a little machine. You put a little dab of the dust into it, and in 30 seconds, it tells you what it is.
Okay, so they know it's drug boats then.
Absolutely.
All right. I don't have an issue with it. And the other thing is, these people are not, they're not even people. These animals are not part of an official army that would fall under the Geneva Convention, would it? Would that be accurate?
That's going to be a legal question for me, boy. I don't know that one.
Well,
I don't know. There's so many ways of twisting that one around.
Well, I guess in the I'll use the word that was brought up yesterday, Neanderthal. The way we've been doing it hasn't been working.
Well, and for previous caller was right. As long as there's a demand, there'll be someone wanting to supply it.
All right, so who's killing who?
We're killing ourselves, but we're getting some help.
Okay, that's kind of my point, is that, okay, so the way it's, when I'm hearing it, well, we need to stop because it's killing Americans. Well, Americans are taking it in, and the Americans are the demand.
Yes, and in regards to your previous comment about your friend, we studied the psychology of drug addiction in our pharmacology classes in school. And it's kind of the thing we were using at that time. Cocaine was the bugaboo, and you guys will do a cocaine binge on a Friday, Saturday night, and then on Sunday there'll be an all in remorse. I'm never going to do that again. Never going to do that again. And then through the week they start getting the cravings, and it comes back again, and they forgot everything they said, and they're right back on Friday night, back at it again, until it gets to the point where comes a daily thing, and that's when it crescendos into the death spiral.
Would you label these people that they just are weak-kneed people with I'm not unnecessarily say character, because Larry was a good guy. He wasn't a troublemaker.
Well, yeah,
I had
a colleague in my engineering career who was stuck on the downers, as we called them at the time. Ludes. He loved the Quaaludes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know why he walked around like a stupid idiot, trumping, stripping and stumbling and slurring his words. I don't know how that could be attractive to anybody.
I don't either.
Yeah.
I don't either. It's I don't know if tough is the right word to use, but it's a curiosity I've had for many years of people.
We've had alcoholism since the dawn of time. Maybe it's just a human frailty that some people are stuck with. And I know we studied the psychology and the physiology of alcoholism, and the alcohol affects alcoholics a totally different way than it does a non-alcoholic person. It's just the whole thing, the way the body reacts is different in every person.
I don't mean this literally, but does that indicate that some people are just, they have really no choice?
Well, it's like the only way, like the Alcoholics Creed, how 30 years sober, you know, that's the only way you can beat it, because you can't work with it. You got to just get it out of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, one day at a time.
All right, sir. Thanks, Doc.
All right. Gotta go.
On the email, the roots of addiction. Our schools mostly ignore early onset drug use leading to addiction. Let's see here. Is this 98 or 90 of addiction begins before 18, usually around 12 to 13? Well, okay. It says here our schools mostly ignore. What about the parents? The kids are around the home more than they are in school. I can remember, I don't know what they were called, the classes we used to take. And I do remember that they were early warning signs. You know, other than, you know, when you're in high school, you know, when you become a teenager, you're going to want a little more independence, so you start maybe dressing a little way, changing and stuff, but there were things related to that, and also the look in their eyes and their behavior and so forth, dramatic personality changes, et cetera, et cetera. I hope they're not telling us that parents don't see that. And if parents don't see that, that would be very shocking and sad. So, anyway, we got some more stuff on this. If you'd like to, the completely unscientific but highly accurate on the boats, yes or no, you can do that on the email, or you can text, or you can call in, and we'll get back to freedom of speech next hour.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The San Luis Obispo County Bar Association released a statement in response to concerns raised about statements made by an elected legal official. The release does not name the official directly. The statement by the Bar Association says, quote, "Statements that may be reasonably perceived as targeting individuals or groups risk undermining the appearance of fairness that is foundational to the administration of justice." This Friday, December 5th, will be Atascadero's kickoff the holiday season with its historic Light Up the Downtown. Experience City Hall, the Sunken Gardens, and surrounding areas coming to life with holiday magic. Festivities start at 5:30 p.m. with the countdown at about 6. On Saturday, December 6th, is the Christmas Light Parade in Paso Robles. The parade starts at 6 p.m. and ends at about 8 p.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 33 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Sue Guzman. A Pentagon inspector general has reviewed Secretary of War Pete Hegseth's use of the Signal app earlier this year while discussing airstrikes on Houthi militants in Yemen. Fox's Jackie Heinrich.
Hegseth, quote, created risks to operational security, and his actions, quote, could have resulted in failed U.S. mission objectives and potential harm to U.S. pilots.
A Pentagon spokesman said the report exonerates Hegseth because he didn't share classified information. President Trump defending the decision for a follow-up strike that killed two survivors of an initial attack on a reputed drug boat.
The president is backing Secretary Pete Hegseth and the Navy admiral who oversaw the operation.
I support the decision to knock out the boats.
Speaking with reporters in the Oval Office, President Trump also warned strikes targeting drug cartels on land could start soon.
Fox's Jared Halpern. America's listening to Fox News.
The city of Atascadero kicks off their holiday season with the Light Up the Downtown's Garden Lights and Winter Nights, making the Sunken Gardens area sparkle. This Friday, from 5:30 to 8 p.m., enjoy community entertainment, Santa, complimentary horse-drawn hay rides, hot chocolate, and more. The event begins in the Sunken Gardens and continues throughout the downtown with a holiday sip and shop. Shops will be open late, and wine and beer tastings will be available for participating merchants. For more info, go to visitatascadero.com.
The Spirit of Paso Robles restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
10 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM. Sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Really is.
NBA Wednesday, the Nuggets got 52 points from Jamal Murray as they pummeled the Pacers 135-120. Murray sank 10 of 11 three-point tries. Bucks lost Giannis Antetokounmpo to an early leg injury, but defeated the East-leading Pistons 113-109. Rockets crowned the Kings 121-95. Three Houston starters scored at least 20 points, including Kevin Durant, who is now just 4 points away from 31,000.
Eight players in the history of the game, that's insane. I mean, I'm always grateful for all my coaches, teammates, you know, guys that set screens for me to give up their shot.
The Spurs kept pace in the Southwest, holding off the Magic 114-112. Luke Kornet blocked Franz Wagner's last-second layup to secure the win. Knicks swatted the Hornets 119-104, 35 points and 18 rebounds for Karl Anthony Towns. Clippers ended a five-game skid with a 115-92 thrashing of the Hawks in L.A.'s first game after parting ways with Chris Paul. On the ice, the Stars shut out the Devils 3-0. Jake Oettinger made 30 saves. He's now beaten all of the other 31 NHL teams in his six-year career. Mammoth manhandled the Ducks 7-0. Carol Vermelka stopped 27 shots. J.J. Paterka had 2 goals and 2 assists. 2-2 for rookie Ryan Leonard as the Capitals sailed past the Sharks 7-1. 2 goals for Alex Ovechkin as well. The new record number is 9-11. College hoops, the ACC-SEC Challenge, pretty one-sided again last night, but after the ACC won 7 of 10 on the first night of the challenge, the SEC won 6 out of 7. Number 25, Arkansas, took down number 6, Louisville, in the big matchup of the night. That's Thursday sports.
And we have a triple-header football coming up Sunday morning at 9:30, Steelers and Ravens, followed by the Raiders and the Broncos and the Texans and the Chiefs. Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
North County weather.
Brought to you by the good folks in Atascadero, Avila Traffic Safety. Yep, just visit them online, avilatraffic.com. Mixture of clouds and sun today, mid-60s, clear tonight. Overnight lows in the mid-30s, mid-60s, sunny on Friday, upper 60s Saturday, mid-60s Sunday, Monday, back to upper 60s Tuesday, Wednesday, and we could hit 70 with sunshine a week from today. Today's UV index will be 3 up and down, 6:58 a.m., 4:50 p.m., and it is cold out there, 35. Weather was brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety in Atascadero, locally family-owned and operated. All right, moving along here on the Thursday edition.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
World famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. They are your most complete firearms trainer and supplier. AtascaderoGunshot.com. As a check in to see what may be out there in the highways and byways and get them where they need to be. Again, if you're in certain areas and that fog, it is dense this morning. Be careful. Got those four-legged beasts roaming around out there and shooting out in front of you. All right, here we go, Chris.
All right, here we go.
This may be an old one, but this looks like a new list because I have nothing written on it. So, what was the first candy eaten in space?
A Tootsie Roll.
Not a bad guess, but not the right one.
Well, then I'll just go with the Hershey's.
No. I'll give you a hint.
Sure.
World War II.
That doesn't help me in the slightest, unfortunately.
M&M's.
Oh, M&M's. Okay.
All right. M&M's were the first candy that was eaten in space. Didn't say what colors, but anyway, M&M's are good. And matter of fact, wouldn't mind one now. That, you know, we have those machines in the back there, right?
Yeah, I know. I just don't always have quarters on me.
You know how old that candy probably is?
A few years.
I'm guessing at least 12.
I'll still eat it.
It's not honey, you know.
I'll still eat it. All I right. didn't stutter.
Honey doesn't spoil. I don't know about the M&M's up there. Anyway, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. All right. Time now for trivia at 5 away. And trivia is brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and of course the One Niner Diner. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. All righty, you got to follow along with this one. This has to do with fads, F-A-D-S. They've been around for a long, long time. This fad arose when just about the time that women gained the right to vote and participated in workforce efforts, and I won't tell you the reason why, these young women were symbols of independence and freedom, unbound by social constraints of former generations. Oh, boy. They regarded these ladies negatively, but history has painted them in a different light. What was the fad? What was the fad? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Let me see. Feminist power and a changing vision of women's involvement in politics, sexuality, and society. What do you think the fad was? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Here we go. We got a couple of minutes to try and nail this one. Hi, good morning.
Yes, good morning. The trousers. Fad.
No, I'm fad. Fad. What do you think it was? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. A changing of women's involvement. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello?
Yes, the fad was wearing pants.
No, this is more of a something that you probably saw in newsreels of what they were doing. Of what they were doing. Something. It became a big fad. All right. Another one. Hi, good morning.
Hi, I'm going to guess smoking.
No, not smoking. Good morning. You're on trivia.
Haircuts.
No, nope. Let me see here. Participated in workforce efforts to support World War I. These young ladies were symbols of independence and freedom, and they would do... I can give you a really goofy hint here, and may do that after this. Hi, good morning.
Not wearing bras.
No, that's not it. Okay, I'm going to give you a hint here. So you have to visualize it. Red Skeleton, Gertrude and Heath... Heathcliff, what would he be doing?
I don't know. That hint doesn't do anything for me, but I got a guess written down here.
Nope. Not that.
Shucks.
Not that. What do you think it is, folks? A big flag, a big fad at the time. Dancing to jazz in Prohibition-era speakeasies in these certain... dresses. Oh, well.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. The Pass Robles City Council will review the findings and recommendations from the Food Truck Ad Hoc Committee in its next meeting on Tuesday, December 16th. The meeting will be held in the Norris Room at Centennial Park at 6 p.m. The Templeton Recreation Department is proud to present a cheerful holiday event Friday, December 5th from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Templeton Rec Department. This event is free. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 60s. It's 34 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Dancing to jazz and Prohibition era speakeasies in signature flapper dresses. You ever heard of flappers, Chris?
Yes, I have. I'm actually disappointed in myself that I didn't just guess that.
So you've seen the old newsreels of the way they would do that, right?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Flappers, folks. There you go. All right. Two more to go. This hour brought to you by Sam's Tree Service, getting to the root of the problem. Call for a free estimate. 805-610-8266.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.